Garth Catton here, our daily podcast from Christian Center Shreveport. Starting a new Hebraic month, the month of Iyar. We're going to discuss the revelation of what it means for us. Let's enjoy a new beginning in the Lord. Podcast, April 14, 4-14, big number. I want to pay attention to that. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But it's a new month, a Hebraic month of Iyar, the month of Issachar, it's tied to. And we really believe it's the right sequence of what is going on in the earth is lining up with the sequence of God's calendar. It always seems to, it always does, it seems that way. And I want you to be activated and alerted and to pay attention to certain revelations that are going to come out of this month. 4-14 today is, there's an example. Because this is a month that you need to be paying attention to numbers, to contemplate what they mean, whether they come by a dream or a vision or coincidence like this, or divine revelation. We always know, for me, speaking of Esther 4:14, that we are born for a time such as this. It's a bridal mandate that we take the risk. We step out and we do some things that is probably against the natural ways of doing them in order to go into the king and cry out for a people. We cry out for our families. We cry out for our nation. And this is the month that we want to do that. Well, as usual, every month we try to start at least give one podcast to the new month. And that's what this one is about today. And we take a lot of our stuff from Chuck Pierce, Robert Heidler, and others that we have studied through the years. But just to get an idea as we come together with revelation, I think it's important for something like this, as big as this, is a new month, is that we do combine the body of Christ's revelation and come up with a overall picture. The Hebraic word is vav this month. The letter, I should say, is vav this month. And it talks about connecting or linking together. So watch this month as you begin to do some things that God's called you to do about a linking and connection, the right places, right relationships that God would do. It's also the month of the tribe of Issachar. That's huge because we've been talking about that for quite a while. And we believe that this podcast and groups we work with is raising up this tribe that will know what time it is in the spirit, but also know what to do, the strategy. We spent, I think it was last week, a lot of energy praying about that and decreeing that we would know that. Many things that will happen this month, there'll be natural healing will manifest as you actually have your thoughts healed as well. Dealing with the soul, you're going to receive spiritual counsel this month. God is really going to put you in environments where you'll hear the right teachings or somebody will speak a word of life to you. And it's, as I said earlier, it's time to watch numbers this month. And this is a big month for us because we're having our conference starting tomorrow night. And to me, the number that connected with it was 4:18, Luke 4:18. I shared something Sunday I thought was really interesting. Didn't know this. I was listening to Lou Engle this past weekend sharing about his fast that he's in. And he quoted Chris Reed, who is a young prophet in America. And we knew we were tapping into the 4:18 because that's next Sunday. And the 4:18 anointing, Luke 4:18, we'd had a conference in 2003 with that. Bob Jones told us to have it. So we were really going after that. And then out of the blue, I was just listening to Lou Engle, and he shared Chris's prophecy. And Chris had prophesied 18 months ago that when Prince Philip dies, 418 anointing would be activated. And it's an old word. It goes back quite a few years of that many prophets that we work with have been prophesying that 418 anointing be released at a new level. So here we go. We're watching the numbers. That's a big number to watch this coming Sunday. And also when you see 418 pop up anywhere. And it's also a time to look and observe and find a place of strength. Where are you connected with? Where are you aligned with? Find strength in the right places that you need to find them in. And that's what the Lord would have us look for this month. This month also is tied to, it's also called, I should say, the month of Ziv. And it means radiance. So this is a month commonly referred to as the month of natural healing. And the name we know is the Lord. I am God, your healer. Exodus 15, 26. So we speak over you today. Any healing you need, both emotionally, spiritually, physically, just release healing to you this month, the month of our Iyar. As I said earlier, it was tied to the tribe of Issachar, which is known for its anointing to understand times and to understand secrets, as well as what to do. And we need to be known as a people that knows what time it is, knows what to do, and knows how to move forward in this season. This month is linked with light, which signifies more revelation. So you should have an expectancy that some things are going to open up in your spirit realm and you're going to have greater revelation. Remember, light is opposite of darkness. So if darkness tries to invade your life this month, no, decree, you know, that the light of God is increasing in your life and it's coming. Isaiah 60 says that the glory can be seen on you and it radiates from you. So this is a month you need to light up with his glory. And that's why last week we spent so much time talking about the glory realm and how to activate the glory realm, how to worship and find ways to have that glory move wherever you move. In order for us to understand this month, we can look back at the Passover, as we talked about as well in this season, how Israel came out of Egypt. Nisan was the first month. It was the month of leaving Egypt. And Sivan was the third month, was the month they arrived at Sinai when the Torah was given at Pentecost. And Moses was on that mountain. He got it. So Iyar is a month of transition, which means the journey from coming out of this past season, Egypt, into the next season, Pentecost, which is another outpouring. So we are in transition right now. It's very important that we get involved more than just being in a certain place where we live, but be engaged with what God is saying in the earth. And we are transitioning to a new level with the Lord. And God is going to begin to reacquaint us. That's what we're dealing with right now prophetically, with covenant promises, reminding us of things that we are praying about and decreeing as covenants he's made with his people prophetically. On the Monday live stream, we dealt with that. We prayed about those covenants. So I want you to be a part of that as well. Pray into that. So when Israel, and if we're going to use that pattern, came out of Egypt, they knew that they were God's people because they saw God do something amazing. They didn't have the Bible at that time, right? And they had the stories, they had the oral law. In other words, it was being passed down from generations from Abraham. And because they'd lived as slaves and they had known about the Egyptian gods, but they didn't know much about the God that has rescued them. So God put them into his covenant school. That's what Chuck Pierce says, to teach them his nature. It's not in a classroom that they learned it or in a teaching setting, a congregation. They learned it in the life and death realities of the wilderness and everything that they were going through. They saw God rescue them. We saw Moses have his arm lifted and they win war. When his arm went down, he went down. So they learned that, hey, the covenant-keeping God is going to be faithful if we just do what he asks us to do. So when he led them through the Red Sea, they traveled, you know, into the desert those 3 days. They didn't find any water, and they came to that oasis of Marah. But the water was bitter, if you remember the story. And so there they are. They had no water to drink in a desert place. So what do? They grumble. And they said, what are we to drink? And Moses cried out, and the Lord performed that miracle. And we see that he threw the wood into the water, and the water was healed. So the Lord is demonstrating that through the cross, you know, that it can heal the bitter waters that we've been drinking through the power of the cross, the sacrifice. That's what that wood to me represents. So he demonstrates his power to turn their situation around, to heal the bitterness in their belly. But, you know, God told him, Moses, God told Moses, not only am I going to heal the water, I'm going to heal the people. And so God gave a covenant promise. If you'll listen to my voice, if you'll keep it and do well, I am the Lord that heals you, Exodus 15, 26. So during this month, God revealed one of the most important names that he is, Jehovah Rapha. That is who our healer is. And so this is the month of Iyar where we can have an expectancy to see Jehovah Rapha manifest. So begin to believe right now for your healing and whatever you're crying out to the Lord for. And we know the story. Israel grumbled again, you know. We grumbled, you know. They grumbled over so many things. And then the Lord, what's he do? He covers the camp in the morning with the manna. And so he becomes also Jehovah Jireh. And he presents himself that way as well. So the Lord is our provider. The covenant promises of provision is available. And this is a month that's going to be heightened. We're going to see it manifest even more. Provision, whatever you have need of, even in your murmuring and complaining, God knows what you have need of, and he can provide and will provide that for you. Then we see in Exodus 17 that Israel is attacked by the Amalekites. And Moses went up that top of the hill, like I said. And you know, the Aarons and the Hurs helped. So this is a time to help the apostolic right now. Help the apostolic in this season so that we can continue to win the battle. That's what our conference is about this weekend, is building up. Wielding the axe for the apostolic and prophetic to begin to hammer some things and begin to take territory in this next season. Also, they learned the key of praise, that praise is the key to victory. God revealed that in his one of his names as well, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, my banner of victory. Because why? They won the victory, right? They defeated their enemies in the desert. So have an expectancy again this month that you're going to defeat your enemies in a dry season, in a season while you're in transition, because your victories are going to lead you to the promise where God is taking to you. So in this month, God revealed his covenant secrets to Israel. He's our healer. He's our provider. He's a banner of victory over our enemy. Now, you should be starting to feel life come inside of you right now as I begin to share this revelation of what God is going to do. So the first month, we come out of Passover. Second month, he reveals the secrets of his covenant. And then he's going to bring us into a whole new level of revelation next month as we enter into that Pentecost moment again like we did last year. God did some amazing things last year. I have an expectancy that he will do it again this year. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. Daniel 2 tells us that. Matthew 13:11 tells us, to you it has been given, granted, to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But God wants us to ask, as James 1:5 tells us, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, and he will be given, it'll be given to him. So this is a month that you can ask for the wisdom. Well, I'm out of time today. I hope that encouraged you for the month of Iyar. Build on it. Ask the Lord to strengthen you. Take these revelations. Get the healing you're believing for, the victory you're believing for, the provision you're believing for, because this is a month of activation. Believe it with all my heart that God is beginning to do that. Begin to thank the Lord ahead of time of his provision. He's going to demonstrate who he is to us this month. So I speak an Ayar blessing over you to all the hearts that God is touching right now, that as you reveal to us, O Lord, your goodness, we will walk in the fullness of all that you have for us. Touch each listener today with the fullness of this revelation that we are going into this month of transition to see our covenant promises fulfilled. That is our heart's cry. I speak that over you. Be expectant this month to receive all that God has for you. Bless you. All right, see you tomorrow. And if time were to stop, I can never tell it all. Words are few, this will have to do. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. Well, hey, everyone. Tim Karskaden again. Glad you're listening today on this podcast. I hope each and every day is a blessing to you. We're building this week as we prepare for our Wielding the Axe conference this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's the April 15 through the 18. And we invite you at Dutch Sheets, Clay Nash, Tom Sluter, myself, and our Christian Center family to watch online if you're not living in our region or if you're from another nation. If you are in our region or in the United States and you want to be a part, go to our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com, or you can download our app and you can register there. We're so looking forward to what God's going to do and sharpen us for this coming season. So come back tomorrow. We're going to keep building on the revelation about restoration for the coming season and wielding our axe to take out the enemy of our soul. See ya.